Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hacking Your Leadership. Leave us a review on iTunes. And check out our YouTube and Patreon pages. The links are in the podcast descriptions. I follow Adam Grant a lot on LinkedIn. I know you do too. He's incredibly popular. Obviously, follow him if you haven't, because the content is good. It's not just fluff. There's some real depth to what he does. And a couple days ago, he posted something that was a screenshot of his own tweet, and it says, "Bad managers keep people trapped and dead in jobs. Good managers create opportunities for people to grow and advance. Great managers encourage people to pursue growth and advancement, even if it means leaving for another organization." And I want to talk about this on this Thoughtful Thursday, because I think with the Great Resignation upon us, there are a lot of leaders out there who the idea of losing another person, or even more so, setting up an opportunity for them to leave, is just a non-starter for them. Like, don't even talk to me about that. I gotta hire people, not create opportunities for them to leave me. And so this is kind of what I want to talk about on this Thoughtful Thursday.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great point, and it's real. You know, I think that there's a part of growth and development that if you approach it as a leader and really prioritize it around like helping your people get better. And when I say people get better, I don't just mean like get better at their job. Like that's really training, that's follow up, that's helping people to be more successful in their current role. But there's the training aspect of it, but then the development piece of it is about developing them as an individual that then allows them to be more effective in maybe communicating in their job, prioritizing their work, you know, inspiring other people. But that development piece, if that's a priority for you, then what's going to happen over time is your people will get opportunities. They may get promoted. They may get inspired and have confidence to go out on their own, start their own business, or they may see another opportunity elsewhere that is going to allow them to stretch themselves and take on that type of thing. I also believe, though, that if you build cultures of development and advancement and opportunity, and it's fair, and it allows anyone who wants to come in and put forth a good effort, and they know they can get noticed and seen and heard and have opportunities there, they're less likely to leave as a result of things like maybe a little bit more money or maybe a different type of schedule. And so, yes, you're going to see some of your people go if you develop them, but more of them will actually stay because they appreciate what they're getting in the current job and with your team and under your leadership. So I get it. I get that everywhere that I go this day and age, there are signs up saying, "We're sorry for the wait. You know, we're understaffed. We're currently hiring." I've walked into restaurants and looked at and seen 80% of the tables empty and then being told there's going to be a 10-minute wait. Like, I understand that right now there is just kind of this hiring. We've talked about it on this podcast. But when it comes specifically to being a leader and developing your people, this is a temporary thing that we're dealing with. The culture and the legacy that you leave as a leader is a long-term effect that's going to really help you actually recruit people to come work for you or your business.
Right, right. I agree with that completely. I think what this comes down to is about priorities. I think if you're talking about leaders versus individual contributors, especially in roles where these aren't careers, you know, these are stepping stones to bigger and better things. They are, you know, you pick the job that has the schedule that allows you to finish school or to have a part-time job that you want, or, you know, maintain a really great work-life balance. You don't want to put that many hours in, those kind of things. And those are the employees that are being taken advantage of the most. I constantly hear stories about people who have said that over the last year, they went from working 16 or 18 hours a week while trying to finish school to now they're being scheduled 30 plus hours a week. And it's because there's not enough people, so they get scheduled more. And they've said, "Look, my limit is this, and it's because these are my other responsibilities. I have to do this," and these people are being turned off. They're quitting because they're being overworked, as opposed to being highly appreciated for the work that they're putting in, and having leaders who don't look at them to solve the problems. They try to solve the problems where they lie, which is, you know, the leaders getting better people to work here. So I want to ask you this question, Lorenzo. How do you do that? How do you make sure that when problems happen, you don't kind of take the easy way of relying on the people who didn't cause the problem to solve it, even if it means putting them out? I want to know how you do that. But first, I want to give it up to a word from one of our sponsors. All right, Lorenzo, how do you keep yourself from falling into the trap of taking a bad situation and making it worse by relying on the people who didn't cause the problem to kind of pick up the slack versus taking the steps to actually solve it?
I think first and foremost, it's just transparency and leading with gratitude and recognition. I mean, that's just really it. You got to tell people what's going on, and you got to be like, look, this is the situation. You've all seen it. We see what's happening here, right? What my ask is going to be is that we're all going to come in and we're going to put forth more of an effort, and we're going to, you know, probably have to work a little bit hard, a little bit more, but please let me know. Like, this is a partnership, right? And so I know that you may be doing more than you've done before, that your schedule may be, you know, more hours than it was, or that you're taking on more responsibility in the short term. But I want this to be really a partnership in how we get this work done. And we need your help. You know, do you have other people that you feel are looking for work right now or may want to pick up a part-time job or full-time job or whatever the case is? I think you really have to be transparent with everybody about the situation. Because again, like you can't solve it with words. You're going to have to solve it with actions, and you're going to have to solve it with getting more people to either come to work and or take a job. But if you just say to your people, well, it is what it is, and sorry, or we don't have enough help, like if you're only giving them responses to their concerns in a it is what it is type of attitude and not including them in the dialogue or asking for their help or saying, like, you know, I know I'm asking for you to work more shifts. What ones work best for you? Or can you give me some days or times that work well for you and your schedule that, you know, we know we can count on you for? Like, these are just things that I think the leaders that are working through it will come out on the back end with a much better relationship with their team, but you have to do it. That's the only approach that I can imagine.
Right. And if they say, no, there's not, be okay with that. Don't start treating them differently or giving them the cold shoulder because they have decided that what their priorities are at the time aren't this job. If their priorities are other things, but they are still doing a good job while they're there, then that's their level of commitment at that moment. And you know what? That's okay too. And so yes, definitely the transparency is great. Have the ask, get on a knee and beg if you have to, right? Mm-hmm. But if they decide this is not the right thing for them at the time, because again, if you're the leader, maybe this is your career. But if you're talking to somebody who it's not their career, you can't expect them to have that same level of commitment to the organization that you have and to project that onto them. Like, why doesn't this person commit the same way that I've committed? Well, because they're 20 years younger and they're, you know, trying to finish school and they're, you know, they only want to work 15 hours a week or whatever it is. If they're doing a good job while they're there, it's okay to leave well enough alone. Don't let the gratitude stop. Don't let the thanks stop when they're doing a good job while they're there. Solve the problem a different way. And I know it's tough. It's tough because we only know what we've always done. And these are unprecedented times. We're trying to find people to work doing jobs that for the longest time were pretty easy to fill. But now people are just deciding that if it's work they don't want to do, they just don't want to do it. It doesn't matter what the pay is. They'd rather not make any money. They'd rather not pay their bills than to work doing something that is just emotionally taxing. And to be perfectly honest, you don't want people working for you if they view the work as emotionally taxing. You want people working for you if they view the work as fulfilling. And if that's harder to find, then you need to figure out what else you can offer in that organization besides the pay or besides the job. What is it that they can get out of that job when they're there that might lead them to something bigger, which is right back to what Adam Grant said. Great managers encourage people to pursue growth and advancement, even if it means leaving for another organization. There's nothing wrong with a leader putting something out there in a job posting that says, hey, come work for us for a year and we'll give you this and this and this, these kind of skills that you can take with you to go to somewhere else. That'd be unheard of to put a job posting out there like that, to just assume it's going to be a stepping stone. You know what? Most of these jobs are for a lot of people. So treat it as such and meet people where they are.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.